Thank you. And good afternoon. Good evening, good morning, whatever time you are able to pick our broadcast. We say hi to you from the Bible Baptist Church. You see, as time passes, I personally feel more inclined, of course, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, to preach on comforting messages, hoping that through these biblical comforting messages, it will bring inspiration to us, more consolation, of course, from God through the Holy Spirit, that will help lift our spirit and souls, especially in these times of great testing of our faith. My challenge to you members of the church, especially, to continue to be prayerful and continue to trust the Lord, for He has promised He will never leave us nor forsake us. Our services is broadcast on live on Facebook and also YouTube, and we also have our audio sermons being aired 24/7 all days during the week on the sermon audio, and starting today, sermon audio will provide us a live they can see the video and sermon, not only the audio, but we will have live service that is 24/7. Hopefully this is the beginning of audio sermon live video, and that is being aired all over the world. Last time, we had 55 countries listening to our services, and also we have 55 more states in the U.S., and I'm happy to see that more are watching in L.A. area, and of course, L.A. is not far from New York, and it's being hit by the virus today. We are praying for our Filipinos abroad, especially in the U.S. right now, and all over the world. We have members, we have seafarers, so we are remembering you in prayer. Trust and be assured that Bible Baptist Church, your former church, is praying for you. We remember you, and in fact, we encourage you to send in your prayer requests for us to know wherever you are now. Your Bible, please. Members, as time really passes by, the more we miss you here around at the Bible Baptist Church. We thank the Lord we can still travel from the house to church to daily we are here. And also we have services. By the way, I would like to make an announcement that yesterday we had an informal service for Mr. Agustin, he was from Mati, Monte Falcon. He used to be the chief of the LTO in Mati, our friend there, a personal friend. And then he also became the chief of the LTO Davao. He died last the other Thursday. And we had an informal service at the Cosmopolitan yesterday. So whoever knows Mr. Agustin Monte Falcon, he already passed away. And I'm glad that during the time when he was sick, we were able to share the gospel to him. Continue to pray for the family and continue to pray for our sick members. And members, we trust you. You will always remember us in prayer, and as we do also for you. Your Bible, please, this afternoon, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, we are reading Isaiah chapter 26, we read from verse number 1 up to verse number Isaiah 26, verses number 1 up to verse number 6. Verses 1 to 6 in the book of Isaiah this afternoon, please. I hope you have your Bible with you today. You're ready to receive the Word of God. Isaiah 26, verses number 1 up to verse number 6. In that day shall this song, remember, it's talking about song, this song be sung in the land of Judah. Remember that. We have a strong city. And the song goes like this. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, and the lofty city, he laid it low, even to the ground. It bringeth it even to the dust. Verse 6, the foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The key verse to the message is found in verse number 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. I invite you all to go with me in prayer as we beg God for His blessing. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank You again for this opportunity of service online, our midweek prayer service through online. I pray, dear Father, that the service today would again be a blessing to our individual members in their homes, individual families. And then, Lord, we have people watching us from Bukidnon area, from Cotabato area, from Isulan, from Mati. Our pastors are watching us from Bansalan. I pray, dear Father, from Panabo, from Tagum, and whoever is watching us today, we pray, dear Father, that Your rich blessing be upon each one tonight. Bless Thy servant as he preaches the Word of God today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Kept, the title of the message tonight is kept by God's perfect peace. Kept by God's perfect peace. You see, the entirety of this chapter is a millennial song. Let me repeat that. This is a millennial song to be sung by Judah as a song of triumph in that glad day. Let me say that again. To understand the background better of this message tonight, the entirety of this chapter is a millennial song to be sung by Judah as a song of victory, a song of triumph in that glad day. When is that glad day? We'll talk about it later. And look at the contrast in verses number 5 and verse number 6. Isaiah 26 verse 5. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. In the lofty city, he laid it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, and the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. Now, look at this, please. Look at verse number 1. In that day shall the song be sung in the land of Judah. And the song says we have a strong city. There are two cities in contrast as far as the Bible is concerned. That's the city of Jerusalem and the city of Babylon. And they are both compared here in our text tonight. Now, let me remind you that the strong city is Jerusalem. And it will be beautified, it will be fortified by Jehovah, who is the city's salvation. Time will come, the Lord Jesus Christ will save this city called Jerusalem. And in verse number 5, we talk about there's a strong city, which is Jerusalem, a lofty city. In verse number 5, for he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. So you have strong city in verse number 1, and then now you have a lofty city. By the way, the word lofty means elegant. It means high. It means, this is the city of Babylon. City of Babylon, the representative of Satan's whole power. Babylon represents the power of Satan here on earth. And now it will be destroyed, no matter how strong it is, but there will come a time that Babylon will be destroyed. So this millennial song speaks of Israel, the coming glad day when Christ will reign supreme. When would that be? That will be on the millennial reign or the millennium as described in the Bible. That is why this passage talks about the millennial song that will be sung by Judah during that time. At that time, Israel will sing of the defeat of Babylon, of which this verse speaks for Israel. Israel will sing of the defeat of Babylon, and the lofty city is called Babylon here, which will be destroyed. Babylon will be destroyed. That will be their song. They have a strong city. It will be beautified by the Lord's coming. He himself will fortify, make it a strong city. Speaks of Satan's whole power. It will be destroyed. He speaks of Satan's effort through man from the beginning. But it will never rise when God comes to destroy it. Remember this. Once the Lord destroys this city that represents Satan's power here on earth, it will never rise again. The Lord lays it down. Look at this, please. The Lord, verse number 5, he bringeth down, meaning the city, representing, of course, the power of Satan. He bringeth them, or down them that dwell on high. This is pride. The lofty city, he laid it low. Can you imagine? He laid it twice. He said, low, even to the ground. Total destruction. And he bringeth it even to the dust. Meaning to say, it can never rise again. It can never rise again. So, consequently, the strong city, in contrast of verse number 1, which is Jerusalem, will be beautified, it will be fortified by Jehovah, which is its salvation. In verse 1, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. You see, look at verse 5. Oh, the commercial Babylon, representing, of course, Satan, will be brought low. It will be brought down to the earth, and it will be made dust. It will be, meaning to say, it will be completely destroyed. In that day, verse 1, shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Thank God for that. And verse number 6, man's strength has nothing to do with this. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. You see, verse 6, man's strength has no place here, but on the contrary, it is the feeble foot of the poor and the needy, who is in that day shall tread down the glory and the power of the enemy. Such will be Israel. Israel as a nation when energized by Christ. And it will take place in the battle actually of, to make the story short, this thing here will take place in the battle of Armageddon. More particularly at the second coming of Christ. Of course you have the rapture, 7 years later you have the revelation and the meaning the second coming of Christ. He will come to fight the enemy of Israel. He will come down to reign for 1,000 years. And this song will be sung during that time. I'm glad that when Jesus comes down, He will come down with the church. I'm glad that when Jesus comes and reign on earth for 1,000 years, the church, and that's you and me, will be part of that reign. Israel will be the head of the nations, but particularly, the church particularly will have a special place during the reign of Christ. Now, first point, I have 3-4 points here. Number one, every believer need peace in three areas when it comes to his relationship with God. Kept by God's perfect peace. It says in verse number 3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, he says, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. So every believer, we need peace in three areas when it comes to our relationship with God. Number one, we need to have peace with God, which comes by faith in knowing that we are justified by the blood of Christ. Open your Bible, please, with me. In the book of Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. That's the first peace we need to experience. Peace that comes now by faith as a result of knowing that we are justified by the blood of Christ. We're saved. If you are saved, you have peace with God. Therefore, being justified, Romans 5 verse 1, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. You have salvation, you have peace with God. Remember that Paul says, we have peace with God. Peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith. Underline that. It refers to the one act of faith, the moment we trust in Jesus Christ. Salvation brings peace. Amen. It brings, let me read verse number 2. Romans 5 verse 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access. Underline that. First, we have peace. Next, because of salvation, we have access by faith into this grace wherein you stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Take note, please. Verse 1, we have peace with God. Verse 2, we have access. Verse number 2, we have hope. Those are the three important things that we receive as a benefit of our salvation. Now, salvation brings peace. Salvation brings access. And salvation brings hope. Peace with God. It takes care of our past. God will no longer hold our sins against us, knowing that we are forgiven and have the righteousness of Christ placed in our account, and that gives us an overflowing peace in our lives, that the Lord will never hold us against us. Then we have access in verse number 2. Access means it takes care of our present. If peace takes care of our past sins have been forgiven, then we have peace because we are now considered forgiven in the sight of God. We are now justified. How about access? Access takes care of our present. We can come to Him anytime for help, for the help, every help we need. Why? Because the way is open. The way is open. We have been reconciled with God, and that has provided us peace, by whom also we have access. You see, in the Old Testament, not everyone can come to the Holy of Holies. On the day of atonement, only one man was allowed to enter into the Holy of Holies during the Day of Atonement, and that was the High Priest Aaron. And Aaron was only allowed one day, on that particular day during the year. So we have peace. Remember this? As a result of our salvation, we have peace. And that peace has also provided us access. We can come to the throne of God. And then we have hope. Hope. If peace takes care of our past, if access takes care of our present, then hope will take care of our future. One day we will share His glory. Thank God. Thank God for that. So, we need three areas where, when it comes to our relationship with God, as far as peace is concerned. Number one, listen to this. We need to have peace with God, which comes by faith in knowing that we are justified by the blood of Jesus. And then number two, we need to have peace with God, or peace of God, which comes through committing everything to God in prayer. Committing everything to God in prayer. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 and 7. Philippians 4, verses number 6 and 7 in your Bible, please. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then he says, and the peace of God. The first one we had in Romans 5 verse 1 is peace. Peace with God. That is the peace that we receive through reconciliation, through salvation, through being justified by faith because of the blood of Jesus. Of God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, Christ. So we need to have peace of God, which comes through committing everything to God in prayer. And that is what we need. We need to come to the Lord. We need to yield everything, casting all your care upon Him, for He, the Bible says, careth for you. Jesus says, come unto me and all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Number three, we need peace from God. We have peace with God. Number two, we need peace of God. And then number three, we need peace with God. Listen to that. First is peace. Peace with God. Number two, peace of God. And then number three, peace with God. And thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. So with number three, we need peace from God, which comes through keeping our hearts and our minds on Him. Our text in Isaiah 26 verse 3. Now this third peace is what we want to consider this afternoon. First, we need peace with God through salvation. Number two, we need peace of God through committing everything to God in prayer. Number three, we need peace from God, which comes through keeping our hearts and our minds through Jesus Christ. Every day we read the Bible. Every day we trust the Lord. We commit to the Lord everything. And that is exactly what 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 is telling us. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Do you believe that? Yes, He cares. Yes, He cares. Isaiah 26 verse 3 is a text and promise written to the nation of Israel for a future day. Remember that. And it's a prophetic utterance for them in a time of trouble. However, it is also something that we can claim as believers today. Amen. Though it represents the future life of Israel as a nation, when Jesus comes here on earth during the second coming of Christ, and then reigned here for 1,000 years, but it is, remember this, something that we can claim, something that we can enjoy today as believers. It's a wonderful promise that we can apply in our own particular situation. You see, we live in a day of fear. This is the day of confusion. Our lives are full of uncertainties. The Bible says in Luke 21:26, man's heart failing them for fear. Do you see that being fulfilled today? It's a prophetic words uttered by the Lord Jesus Christ in reference to the future. And I believe we live in that day now. This was uttered by Christ more than 2,000 years ago. And I believe we are right in the fulfillment of this verse. Luke 21:26. Man's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken. We cannot, you know, we are constantly bombarded by earthquakes and typhoons and storms. Wars are happening all over the world today. And so, you listen to the news, most thing you hear is about war, fightings, conflicts, anger, all over the world. Disagreements, wherever you go, see, there is no peace out there in the world today. No peace out there in the world today. Politically, financially, spiritually, the world has a false sense of peace. Isaiah 59, verse number 8, the Bible says, the way of peace they know not. Jeremiah 6, verse 14, the people of the world will cry continuously. They cry continuously, peace, peace. Jeremiah says, there is no peace. There is no peace. Peace can only be found, number one, can be found through salvation. It can be found in prayer. It can be found when we put ourselves, our minds, our hearts, moment by moment, we submit, we commit ourselves to God. Number two, it is God who keeps us. Thou, He says, in verse number, in our text, and thou will keep him in perfect peace. Do you have peace? Are you at peace right now? In the midst of this trouble, in the midst of darkness, do you feel the hand of God providing you that peace? Do you feel God Himself giving you peace? The world cannot give us peace, but God can. And underline this first word in verse number 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. The Bible says, Thou will keep him in perfect peace. You say, Lord, I'm in trouble. Lord, I'm confused. Lord, I fear something. Remember this. You have promised. You have promised. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. It is only the Lord who can give us peace. Remember that. If you need peace, bow down today. After the sermon, you can go into your room or perhaps right now you can humbly come to the Lord and simply say, Lord, I know that there's nobody that can give me peace but you alone. You alone. It is the Lord who can give us peace. God never saves a person and then just leave him alone by himself. The Lord lives in us. He keeps us. He never leaves us out of His sight. He sees us all the time. He takes care of us all the time. The book of Psalm 121 verse 1, please. Psalm 121 verses number 1 to verse number 8. Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The moon shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Even forevermore. Philippians 1 verse number 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. He will see you through, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Psalm 18 verse 30, the psalmist said, as for God, His way is perfect. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Psalm 18 verse 30, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He's a buckler to all those who trust in Him. John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Neither let it be afraid. Oh, thank God for that. God gives us, number one, peace. Remember this. God gives us perfect peace through His precious promises. Number two, the condition necessary to having this perfect peace. What is the condition? Whose mind is stayed on thee. You're not confused. You're not struggling with your faith. Your heart is fixed. Amen. You believe God. You believe He's in control of everything. You do not doubt God. You do not complain against God. You do not run away from God. You embrace God. Whose mind is stayed on thee? Thank God. Do you find yourself like that today? Or are you struggling with doubt? Are you struggling with complaints? No, trust the Lord. Whose mind, He says. If you're a Christian, said, why is it, Pastor, then that, you know, I'm trying to claim that verse. And why is it that I do not experience that perfect peace you're talking about? It's because you have a divided mind. You have a mind that questions God. You have a mind that tries to run away from God. You know, a mind that embraces God, a mind that fully trusts God, have that promise. Give up your doubt. Right now, say, Lord, forgive me for being a doubtful Christian, a doubter. Forgive me, Lord, for trying to question You. Lord, put me back, strengthen my faith, and like the disciples of old, Lord, increase my faith! And you have God's promise. Until you surrender the negative thoughts that Satan has brought into your mind, you will never experience the perfect peace of God. The mind is the battleground for all time. Satan has access, even if you're saved, Satan still has an access to your mind, and he wants to make it his playground. All suggestive thoughts comes from spiritual wickedness in high places. We must raise up a defense against it. That is why the Bible says, and the peace of God shall guard your hearts and minds. Why? Because minds is susceptible to Satan's attack. Satan can anytime come into our mind and try to pollute our mind. So thank God, Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God shall guard, meaning keep or guard your hearts and minds. Why? Because Satan is anytime can throw something inside of your mind and you begin to question God, then you begin to lose that peace that is perfect peace the Bible is talking about. Mind is the battleground for all time. All suggestive thought comes from spiritual wickedness. Remember this, in high places, we must raise up defense against our minds. Open your Bible, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You need to read this. You need to look at your Bible, please. 2 Corinthians 10. Look at verse number 3 to verse number 5. Satan can always take advantage of our weak mind. That is why you need to fill your minds with the Word of God, the thoughts of the Word of God. You need to listen to the preaching of God's Word. Thank God we have our sermon audios. 24 hours a day, you can click it. You can listen to the old preachings of Pastor Shad and my preaching there. 2 Corinthians 10, look at verse number 3 to 5. Although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds means your camp. Each soldiers, they have their camp. They call it the strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against what? Against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Do you see Satan there? Trying to cast negative thoughts in your mind so that you will, whatever you have learned, whatever you have heard, as far as the Word of God is concerned, Satan will counteract the Word of God there. He cast in there lie so that you lose your faith, your trust in the Word of God. You guard your mind. Amen. How do you guard your mind? Of course, focus, the Bible says. Focus your mind on the Word of God. Focus your mind. When Satan comes in and says, well, Satan, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Word of God says. If Satan comes to you and then he whispers in your ears and says, well, I don't think you are saved, says Satan. I don't believe you. I believe John 10:28. I believe 1 John 5:37. And have you been serving God? Do you know that it seems to me Satan would whisper, it seems to me he's forsaking you right now. I don't believe that, Satan, because Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And Satan, based on my experience, I had never experienced the Lord where the Lord has deserted me or left me. The heart and mind are used interchangeably in the Scripture. Open your Bible, please, in the book of Proverbs 23, verse number 7. Proverbs 23 and verse number 7 in your Bible, please. Next to Psalm, you have Proverbs 23. Look at verse number 7. So important to see the Bible. Proverbs 23 verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, what? As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but the heart is not with thee. You see, exactly what Paul says, that he may, and the peace of God shall guard your hearts and your minds. Proverbs 4:23, please. In the book of Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 23. The Bible says there, keep thy heart with all what? Keep thy heart with all diligence. Guard your heart. Why? Because there's a problem with the heart. Guard your heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. What comes to your five senses, whatever you hear, whatever you see, do not focus more on what you hear outside. There are a lot of fake news today. There's only one true thing that you will hear, the Word of God. Satan is always the author of fake news. He will attack. He will counteract whatever the Bible has said. Whatever you have learned spiritually, whatever truth you have learned, Satan wants to destroy that. So that you begin living, questioning God. You begin losing the grief of your faith in God. Therefore, we are admonished by Paul to renew our mind. If you have experienced your mind being attacked by Satan, and you almost feel, giving up something as far as faith is concerned, renew your mind. How do we renew our mind? Strengthen our mind. Romans 12, look at verse number 1, please. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Remember that. Reasonable service. What does it mean? Rational service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your what? Your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Satan has led the minds of so many Christians into believing something that as a result, they are no longer serving God to the fullest. Until you surrender to God all the negative thoughts and that Satan has put into your minds, that is the renewing of your mind, casting down all the evil thoughts and imagination that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Until you surrender to God all the negative thoughts that Satan has put into your minds, renew your minds by surrendering to God all the negative thoughts that Satan has laid in your minds. Negative thoughts in your mind that will always weaken your heart. You see, if you allow negative thoughts, they will weaken your faith. And we remember in the Old Testament, please, in the book of Numbers, we are all familiar with this. The report given by the spies that Moses sent to spy out the land. In the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 13, Leviticus, and then you have the book of Numbers. Numbers 13 and 32. You remember, Moses sent them to spy out the land. So they came back, bringing their reports. In verse number 32, and they brought up an evil report of the land, which they searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which he had gone to search it, is a land that eateth up. Can you imagine? The land is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw giants, the son of Anak. So those negative news, negative thoughts have weakened their faith in God, and as a result they began complaining and growling and murmuring and wanted to go back to Egypt. They refused to believe. Oh, my Christian friends, remember this. The mind is the battleground for all time. Satan would constantly fill in something negative in your heart and in your mind, you need to do is to surrender by focusing your heart, your mind. Great peace, perfect peace. So thou will keep him in perfect peace, peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Is your mind focused? By the way, the word stayed is fixed in the book of Psalms. For example, Psalm 57 verse 7, the psalmist said, my heart is fixed. My heart is focused. Oh God, my heart is what? Fixed. I will sing and give praise. You know what that is? Psalmist said, my heart is fixed. Like just one, Caleb. 10 spies brought back evil report. They had so many negative things. They're real. Real, but no faith at all. Those two men, Joshua and Caleb, says, yes, we do not deny the fact that there are giants, their cities are walled, but we have great God, a great God who will help us overcome the giants. But you know the 10 spies, you know what happened? Their giants, letter G, small letter G, slowly became big G. Their giants became God, and their God became a small God. Because of negative thoughts. But what's the difference between them and Caleb? Caleb and Joshua. Caleb's and Joshua, both their heart and their mind were fixed on God. Amen. And that is what we need today. We need to fix our heart. We need to nail our heart. Fix. Put some hard cement on it so that it will get hard. It will not be moved by the test of time. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed, O God. Satan will come along and say, well, why don't you give up your faith? Why don't you begin to do this? Why don't you give up what you believe? You tell Satan, Satan, my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. Psalm 108 verse 1. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Psalm 112 verse 7, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Why? Because his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Verse number 8, Psalm 112 verse 8, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see the desire of his enemies. Those scriptures had fixed heart. They had a fixed heart on the Lord. Without exception, these men were all single-minded. Heart and mind and body and soul and spirit were all consecrated on one purpose. They consecrated on one purpose. They allowed no distraction to keep them away, keep them from going with the Lord. Remember what Job said. Job says in Job 13 verse 5, it says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him, and I will maintain mine own ways before the Lord. The apostles in John 6, 68 and 69, the apostles through Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Paul said in Acts 20:24, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord. The Lord, remember this. The Lord, remember this. We'll keep our hearts and minds. The Lord will keep us. Number three, whose mind is stayed on thee, meaning the Lord. This is the blessed God who is the object of our praise. God who is the object of our worship, the object of our adoration. This refers to our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Thank God for that. If we fix our minds on the Prince of Peace, we shall have peace. Psalm 29, verse number 11, the Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Oh, I like that. Listen to me. God will bless His people with peace. Peace is a blessing from the Lord. Peace is a gift from God. Allow God to speak peace to your home. Allow God to speak peace. Bless your home with peace. Bless your life with peace. And bless the whole thing that you do with peace. Bless your church with His peace. The Lord will give peace unto His people. And the Lord will bless His people with peace. Do you have that peace in your home? Do you have that peace in your life, in your heart, in your mind? He makes peace. God can bless us peace because He Himself creates peace. He makes peace, the Bible says. Isaiah 4, verse 5 to 7. I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace. Thank God for that. And create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. He's the God of peace. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Romans 16, verse number 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. He is the peace of God. He speaks peace. Peace be unto you. Jesus said, peace be unto you. Number four, we can always trust Him. He is our sovereign God. God's sovereignty means God is in control. God is above all things and before all things. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is immortal and He is present everywhere. God created all things, hold all things together, both in heaven and on earth, both visible and invisible. God knows all things present, past, present, and future. There is no limit to God, to God. There is no limit to His knowledge. For God knows everything completely before it happens. God can do all things and accomplish all things. Nothing is too difficult for Him. He determines everything that is going to happen in your life and in my life. God is in control of all things and rules over all things. He has the power. He has the authority over nature. Every earthly kings. And He is the one who dictates angels and demons. Even Satan himself has to ask God's permission. Whatever he does, he has to ask God's permission. Satan himself is under the control of God. God is sovereign God. And He's the same God that has promised us He will keep, He will give us perfect peace. Psalm 103, verse number 19, the Lord hath prepared His throne in heaven, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Daniel 4, 35, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay His hand and say to Him, what doest thou? Nobody can question God. Nobody can alter God. Nobody can say, Lord, what are you doing? This is my private life. This is my... No, respect my... No. God is sovereign. He's in control of everything. Lastly, number five, He is unchangeable. He is eternal. And lastly, He is faithful. Can you say amen to that? Faithful. Come August 1 will be my August 1 will be my 39th year of surrendering my life in the ministry. And there's one thing I can attest to you. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Every day I say, God is faithful. He is unchangeable. He is eternal. And He is faithful. Malachi 3 verse 10, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Deuteronomy 33, 27, The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee. He shall say, Destroy them. God is faithful. Most especially, God is faithful. His faithfulness never fails. His faithfulness never fails. Psalm 119 verse 90, Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Lamentations 2 verse 22-23, It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. 1 Corinthians, lastly, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. In times of trouble, God is faithful. Whatever we face in life, God is always faithful. Because He trusteth in thee. Because He trusteth in thee. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Because He trusteth in thee. What does it mean to trust? It means to put all your confidence in Him. Believe Him and totally rely on Him. We can trust Him forever. He's our everlasting strength. We will have perfect peace if we stay or fix our hearts, our minds on God. Inward peace. Outward peace. Peace with God. Peace of God. Peace from God. Peace under all circumstances. Will keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Remember this, friend. God is faithful. He's faithful in saving us. Faithful in providing us salvation. That in spite of our sins, God still allowed His Son to die on the cross that you might be saved. Open your heart and you will be saved. If you have never repented of your sins, if you have never received Christ, now is the right time. Say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, yet You love me, Lord. You died on the cross that I might be saved. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please save my soul right now. Save my soul. Right now, save my soul. Christian, remember this. God is faithful. God will protect us. God will meet our needs. God can speak peace to your life. You need God. You have a need. Close your eyes wherever you are right now. And say, Pastor Ingay, you may not be able to hear me, but God knows He's listening right now. Say, Pastor Inga, I'd like to surrender my life to Him. I'd like to fix my faith and trust in the Lord. I give up my negative thoughts. I surrender them to the Lord. I just believe God is good. God can do. He's sovereign God. He knows exactly about me. I surrender my needs to Him. I want His peace to govern my life, to completely capture my soul, my life, my everything today. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, you have seen our people. They are your people. We are your people. We humbly come to Thee, dear Father. I pray for those who are not feeling well. Sometimes our hearts and minds are so captured by the coronavirus that we forget praying for other illnesses of our bodies. There are things that can cause, Lord, to weaken our faith to Thee. But as You have promised, You can speak peace to our hearts. Perfect peace will be given to us, provided we fix our minds, our hearts to Thee. Bless, Lord, I pray, this home, this individual listening right now. Grant the peace that You have promised, dear Father. By faith we come to You. By faith we surrender our life to You. Bless, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.